This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorney Reggie Shirley, attorney at law of the Nathaniel Lee Law Office, address on file. Dear Ms. Shirley, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jimmy Witherspoon, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-I-M-M-Y, last name W-E-A-T-H-E-R-S-P-O-O-N. On May 13th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old male, height 5 foot 6 inches tall, weight 227 pounds, who is involved in an automobile accident on or about November 1st, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. The vehicle was totaled, not drivable, period. The patient was in a 2017 Jeep Cherokee, period. He was rear-ended, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was jerked, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, left shoulder, comma, and pain down the leg, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still experiencing pain in the cervical, lumbar, and left shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. The cervical pain was treated with physical therapy, medication, a couple injections, and chiropractic care, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. The pain is approximately 8 hours per day, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The low back pain resulted in a herniated disc that required surgery on October 16th, 2024, period. He was treated with medication, comma, physical therapy, comma, injections, comma, and chiropractic care, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 9 hours per day, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the ankle. However, it resolved as far as the radiating pain with surgery, period. New paragraph. The left shoulder pain was treated with physical therapy, medication, and chiropractic care, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It lasts approximately 8 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing, burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball, comma, lifting over 50 pounds, comma, walking over 2 blocks, comma, sitting over 5 hours, comma, standing over 40 minutes, comma, sleep, comma, and dressing himself, period. New paragraph. Medications include vitamin B3, comma, Eliquis, comma, amlodipine, comma, omeprazole, comma, metoprolol, comma, atorvastatin, comma, in mirtazapine, M-I-R-T-A-Z-A-P-I-N-E. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and a back brace. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, stomach issues, comma, cardiac block, comma, renal failure, comma. Dialysis, however, he is not on dialysis now. but he was on dialysis from October 2024 until Christmas 2024. And the dialysis was caused as a result of the surgery of October 20th, 2024, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is negative, other than because of this injury, had low back surgery on October 16th, 2024, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never injured his left shoulder in the past, period. The low back was sprained as a teenager when he pulled his muscles without treatment, period. He had low back pain approximately 6 years ago as a truck driver due to arthritis, but however, there was no herniated disc at that time, period. The automobile accident of 2021. Have aggravated his pre-existing back pain by approximately 50%, period. The patient had no prior leg pain or radiation down his leg until the automobile accident of November 1st, 2021, period. The patient has not had serious prior automobile accidents that required treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient was a truck driver that quit May 15th, 2024 due to the back, period. He worked up until May 15th, 2024, period. He took early retirement due to this injury, and he has applied for permanent disability, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on a sampling of the studies. November 1st, 2021, Community Hospital East presented with left shoulder pain after being struck slightly from behind from the driver's side, period. He was tender to the trapezius and likely has strain, period. Impression, left shoulder strain, comma, left trapezius strain, period. Given lidocaine patch, period. December 1st, 2021, community physical therapy and rehab. Patient in MVA, period. His hand is bothering him, comma, numbness and tingling from elbow down, period. Pain in left side of neck and shoulder, period. Assessment, patient has acute pain following motor vehicle accident, whiplash injury, period. Noted tissue dysfunction to left upper trapezius and paraspinal muscles, period. December 17th, 2021, community physical therapy and rehab. They gave him treatment of therapeutic exercises, neuromuscular re-education and manual therapy, period. January 12, 2022, community physical therapy. Patient's shoulder is feeling about the same, period. January 19, 2022, community physical therapy, left shoulder continuous pain. February 9, 2022, community physical therapy and rehab. Diagnosis is pain in the left shoulder, comma, cervicalgia, comma, strain of other muscles, comma, fascia and tendons at shoulder and upper left arm, period. May 19th, 2024, Community Hospital East presents for right leg pain since February, period. Diagnosed with right-sided sciatica on March 29th, 2024 by PCP, period. You should follow up with PCP in spine center, period. Note, June 5th, 2024, Community Spine Care. Patient complains of acute lower back pain into right leg, period. Patient has always had chronic low back pain, period. June 5th, 2024, Community Hospital East. MRI of the lumbar spine showed multi-level degenerative changes, period. most significant at L4-5 and L5-S1, where there's moderate spinal stenosis in high-grade foraminal narrowing period. Note, June 6, 2024, community spine care period. Patient complains of severe lower lumbar pain radiating down right leg period. Patient is so severe that he is hardly able to walk, period. Review of MRI shows lumbar spinal stenosis at L4-5, L5-S1, causing bilateral L5-S1 nerve impingement. It is more predominant on the right side than the left, period. Ordered L5-S1 transforaminal epidural steroid injections, period. Notes from occupational therapy and physical therapy, December 16th, 2024. Patient was admitted in October 2024 for lumbar spine fusion period. He developed acute kidney injury and leukocytosis post-op period. He progressed to septic shock, respiratory failure, and started on dialysis period. He developed a DVT related to catheter, period. Patient discharged to rehab facility after prolonged hospital stay, period. Patient reports 3-week worsening of right shoulder and neck discomfort, period. Post L5 and L4 fusion surgery on October 16th, 2024, period. Patient noted to have abrupt kidney injury and started on dialysis October of 2021, period. Patient transferred to ICU for pressure drop requiring intubation October 21st, 2024, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine October 17th, 2024 showed state status post L4-S1 posterior instrumented and anterior inner body fusion, period. October 16th, 2024, fusion surgery report. Pre-op diagnosis is lumbar spondylosis, period. Anterior lumbar inner body fusion, L4-5, S1-2 level, in conjunction with Dr. Sloan performed, that's S-L-O-A-N. Notes October 31st, 2024, patient is post-septic shock due to Clostridium difficile colitis and hospital-acquired pneumonia, period. End of report. Emergency room report from Community Hospital East, November 1st, 2021, HPI, 61-year-old, presented emergency room with left shoulder pain after being struck, period. Car is drivable, period. Now he is slightly sore in the shoulder, period. On physical examination, he has some tenderness to the left trapezius area, period. X-rays of the left shoulder, no fracture or bony lesion, period. They state that he is slightly tender to the trapezius, likely has a trapezius strain. Did X-rays of the shoulder. Which showed some degenerative changes, no acute fractures, period. Educated on proper follow-up with primary care provider, period. On reevaluation, the patient states the lidocaine is improving his pain, period. Clinical impression 1, motor vehicle accident 2, strain of the left shoulder 3, trapezius strain left, period. Prescribed lidoderm, period. End of report. Community Health Network admission note October 16th, 2024. Pre-op diagnosis, lumbar spondylosis. Post-op diagnosis is the same. Procedure is anterior lumbar inner body fusion at L4-5. comma, L5, comma, S1-2 level, period. Post-op diagnosis is L4-5 and L5-S1, spondylosis, comma, lumbar instability, comma, and neurogenic claudication, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 1st, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. There were several surgical scars related to this injury and surgery. They were noted as follows, period. There was an 11.5-centimeter vertical scar involving the left lower abdomen, as well as three vertical scars in the lumbar region, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid. There was tenderness noted, paravertebral muscle spasm noted, period. There was diminished range of motion, period. Flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, comma. Extension 12 degrees, comma. Side bending by 10 degrees on the left, comma. 14 degrees on the right, comma. Rotation by 14 degrees on the left and 16 degrees on the right, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar area was abnormal with paravertebral muscle spasm and loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat tenderness and diminished strength noted. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 14 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 64 degrees left and 86 degrees right, period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal, period. Left shoulder flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, diminished by 14 degrees, comma. Internal rotation diminished by 22 degrees, comma. And external rotation by 28 degrees, comma. There was heat and tenderness noted of the left shoulder, period. Diminished strength of the left shoulder, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, and radiculopathy, period. Number 3, aggravation of prior lumbar arthritis and pain, requiring surgery on October 16th, 2024, of a lumbar spinal fusion with complication of acute kidney injury, resulting in dialysis, comma, septic shock, and respiratory failure, period. Number 4, left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of November 1st, 2021, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanency in his cervical, lumbar, and left shoulder regions as a result of the automobile accident of November 1st, 2021, period. By permanency, I mean the patient will have continuous diminished range of motion and pain in all three areas for the remainder of his life, period. As he ages even further, he will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in all three areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Because of his difficulty ambulating, more physical therapy will be required at a cost of $2,500, period. I'm going over the counter and anti-inflammatory medications will be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some additional injections in the back, neck, and left shoulder will be $3,500, period. A back brace will cost $250. It needs to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.